Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
WBQT, WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot 96.9.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
New Bedford police still searching for a missing 18-year-old. History made with the nomination of the chief of the state's highest court and changes to next year's Boston Marathon. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Sounds like the baby's house is the hangout. Find out what prompted his neighbors to call the cops on him 31 times.
Damn. Leroy has your sports.
When Tom Brady put his house up for sale, we all knew it was a sign he was leaving. Another Patriot has done the same thing. Is he leaving too?
But first, New Bedford police are still looking for 18-year-old Jalaysia Finkley, who was last seen in New Bedford near her apartment on October 20th. Her family thinks she may be the victim of foul play. Jalaysia is a member of the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe, and the tribe's police department is concerned that she may have been abducted by a 37-year-old man named Louis Robert Zaragoza Barboza. Anyone with information is asked to call New Bedford police. A lot of people are posting pictures and flyers and things. So if you come across it, you know, just give a retweet or whatever to help find this young woman. Governor Charlie Baker has nominated Justice Kimberly Budd to be chief of the state's highest court. Budd has been on the Supreme Judicial Court for 4 years and would be the first black woman to serve as chief justice in the court's 328-year history. At 54, she would also be the youngest chief justice in 150 years. Budd would replace Chief Justice Ralph Gantz, who died last month. And next year's 125th Boston Marathon is being postponed, originally planned for April 2021. It's been postponed until the fall next year because of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. And this is the second year that the Boston Marathon won't be held on the traditional April date. The Boston Athletic Association, they haven't picked a specific date yet, but they will be working with state and local officials to pick a date.
Leroy said that he wants to run it now.
Is he serious?
No.
Are you serious, Leroy?
No. I was for about 2 seconds. My son asked me at the same time. He was like, so why don't you run it? And I thought about it, but I'm going to keep it 100. I ain't going to do it. I'm out.
Here's Melissa with the
juice. You say to him, like, yo, I'll run it if you run it.
No, I'm not going to run it. Yeah, I don't.
Would your son run it?
No, he's only 11.
Okay, so. Then. Great. Then throw it back in his face and be like, y'all run it if you run it. Then he'll say no and then like go, well, forget it. I don't want to run it then.
The way my knees are set. Here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, Nick Cannon won't let a years-long beef get in the way of the truth. Nick and Eminem have been fighting for years, mostly taking shots over Mariah Carey. So it surprised a lot of people that Nick Cannon has picked Eminem as his top of the list of the rappers with the best flow of all time. And it was during his radio show segment, World Famous Top 5, where he was listing top five flows. Number five, he had Busy Bone. Number four, Migos. Number three, E-40. Number two, Snoop. And number one, Eminem. According to Nick Cannon, quote, ain't no hate in my heart. Marshall Mathers, ladies and gentlemen, Eminem. That dude cannot be contested. His wordplay is crazy, but even how he puts them together, salute to you, King.
I agree. He definitely, every time he gets on with somebody else on a feature, he always steals the song with his verse. You know
why
what I mean?
Why are women always left off this list?
That's a great question, Pebbles.
Seriously. Because I posted this thing yesterday that was going around, and it had, like, Queen Latifah and MC Light and Yo-Yo, and it was just so good. But it's like they always, you know, come on.
Okay.
They're part of the conversation.
They're part of the conversation. I wouldn't say one of them is top.
I'd say Nicki Minaj has a pretty decent flow.
I wouldn't put her in top five. I put her maybe in top 10 or something.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd say I put her in the
like
top
that.
Five, but I mean, I just feel like she brings something a little different to the table.
Yeah, she's definitely different. She has an interesting flow with her multiple personalities.
Yeah, well, there you go. One thing we've learned is that the coronavirus does not discriminate. Not even the Kardashians are immune. Khloe just revealed in a teaser clip for the show that earlier this year, she was one of millions of people around the world who had COVID-19. Khloe was quarantined in her room while talking about her symptoms.
Just found out that I do have Corona.
Oh my God.
But it was really bad for a couple days.
Is this music serious?
And shaking and hot and then cold and the coughing, my chest would burn when I would cough. Let me tell you, that shit is real.
Yeah, yeah.
May God bless us all.
She's dying.
May God bless us all.
Maybe we should play that the end of the world music that CNN has ready.
My God.
Khloe Kardashian has corona. The world's ending.
Stop it! Oh, that is the most morbid music ever. I can't even listen to that. And the baby is having a rough week. Not only did he lose all 12 of the BET Awards he was nominated for, but he's also dealing with some hostile neighbors. Now, he's been living in a $2 million North Carolina estate for under a year, and already he's had the cops called on him 31 times.
How many?
31.
What?
I need someone to count it out for.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
More than that?
Yes.
That's
the
a
cost
lot.
Ranged from 14 instances of burglar alarms going off, 4 noise complaints, at least 2 domestic arguments, one of which was when the baby was hiding from his girlfriend and she kicked his door down. Oh, and another time she apparently burned $10,000 of his clothes. Neighbors say they haven't even met the baby, but that he's constantly doing things to annoy them, like erecting stadium-style light shows around the house. They describe him as antisocial and say he's not even there very much. He only goes there so nobody will bother him. Oh, and it doesn't help, too, that everyone in the area knows where he lives. So his house is constantly surrounded by fans trying to get pictures.
And the police are rolling up to the house and going, excuse me, Mr. Da Baby. Do you know
Mr.
How many,
Baby.
Do you know how many times we've been here since you moved in? Nah, fam, how many times?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, that's my song right there. Anyway, shout-outs to Max Guttenberg. Nobody knows who he is, but I'll let you know. He's a teenager from New York, and he now holds the world record for balancing a hockey stick on 2 fingers. I love this story.
Congratulations.
He spent months training and ended up balancing the hockey stick for 2 hours, 22 minutes, and 22 seconds. We've all tried something like that, whether it's a broom, whether it's what we've all tried it. Yeah. So it's impressive. Anyways, ESPN has already ranked the Red Sox as one of the worst teams for next season. According to them, out of 30 teams, they have them at 19.
Y'all heard it here first.
That's right. Yesterday, we talked about Dodger Justin Turner being pulled from what ended up being the World Series clinching game in the 8th inning for testing positive for Rona. That's already weird. He was told to isolate. He didn't. He came back on the field to celebrate, and now the league is going to investigate him. He could be suspended, fined, or both. So we'll see what happens there. And trade rumors surrounding the Pats and Defensive Player of the Year, Stephon Gilmore, continues. The plot thickens, people, after a report came out that Gilmore's wife, Gabrielle, put their Foxborough home up for sale. I know.
What?
Now, maybe they're just moving somewhere else. That's what I'm guessing. Maybe she's like, you know what? I like playing around with the media and the fans. Let me just do that. I have no intentions of selling. Or maybe he's already been given a heads up by the team. And that's what I'm thinking is actually going down.
Maybe he just watches the news and saw that they were shopping him.
Oh, come on.
And he was like, baby, put the house on sale.
Nah, he wouldn't react. I think there was a conversation behind the scenes. Anyways, the house is going for $1 million and all offers must be in by November 3rd. Thursday night football, you got the Falcons and Panthers at 8:20, and that's your sports.
All right. Today's good news. While grocery shopping in Kentucky last week, Jennifer Smith saw an act of kindness that blew her away. So there was an older man in front of her who was short $33 for his groceries. And instead of having to put some things back, someone decided to help him out. Well, that person was T.O. Jordan, the teenager bagging his groceries, who took $35 out of his own pocket and paid off the balance. Jennifer asked T.O. if she could take his picture, post it on Facebook to share his good deed. And she said that he was kind enough to let her do it. She said that she hopes it gets shared and makes it back to his family to show what a good man they're raising. The 18-year-old works at the store to save up for a car, but said he was happy to use a bit of his savings to help. That's your good.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students to give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.